One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
February 23rd, 2016, it is time for Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Well, today, it's going to be an explosive show. We got a live interview with Juno Award-winning producer Chin and Jenny. But first, as an ode to their 30th anniversary show this past weekend, here's the Evaporators with Gassy Jack. Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9.
Under a maple tree of water and carol, gas and jack rolled out the barrel. Thirsty mill workers built a saloon, exchanged free beer that afternoon. Barkerville then turned up any gold. Some moved aboard and let was so bold. Little did he know when he settled down that the land would be called gas.
CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio, Gassy Jack from the Evaporators. Nardwuar and the Evaporators, which seemed like a fitting song to kick it off today on Discorder Radio, considering this past Saturday marked the 30th anniversary of their first ever show. Yeah, lots happening in CITR land, including the Fun Drive kickoff party happening this Thursday at the Pit Pub, just meters away from us. And one of the bands that's playing that show is called Melt, M-E-L-L-T. Double L on the lower level here at the sub. That's where you're going to find the pit. That's where you're going to find us right here at Discord Radio. We're going to play a track from Melt right now called Down Below and come back with Chin and Jetty and Jamie Hughes. This is Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
I don't know.
down below. Won't you please take me down below? Take me down below. Take me down below.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, down below from Melt. They will be playing the UBC Pit Pub as part of the CITR Fun Drive event, which officially kicks off this week. Yes, it is Fun Drive time. It's also time for Discord Radio here on CITR 101.9, brought to you by Zipcar. Zipcar is what makes it possible for us to deliver our 8,000 copies all around to cafes, bars, coffee shops, and other places in Vancouver. So thank you, Zipcar, for that. Okay, it is Fun Drive time, but it's also another event is happening this Sunday night, which we would want to talk about right now. We want to welcome to the show two very special individuals, Mr. Jamie Hughes and Mr. Chinnanjetti.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Excellent. Okay, now I'm going to do a quick little intro here of you, Chin. For those that are not in the know, Chin first got his musical start with a group called Bass is Bass. In fact, I remember back growing up in Toronto, a little track called Funkmobile was played a lot back on All Hits 680 CFTR. Remember that radio station?
I do. You're really dating me right now. Okay. But that's okay.
We got maybe a little sample of Funkmobile in the background here. Yes, since then, Chin has gone on to do lots of producing work, including working with such artists as Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Eminem, Drake. You won the Best Grammy Award for Eminem's album in 2010, the album Recovery.
Yeah.
Multiple Juno Award-winning producer, songwriter, and with us in studio. So great to have you here, Chinnanjetti.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Awesome. Nice. And so yourself and Jamie, you guys are involved in an event called Requestline. So could you tell us a bit about what the event is all about? Jamie, well, maybe we'll let you start off. And maybe you can tell us how you first connected with Chin for this project.
Yeah, so I met Chin through TEDx Vancouver. Chin was one of our speakers at Rogers Arena. He did an amazing, amazing speech. And I was working with the speakers for that. And what we really connected was through was the community and creative community. So the Requestline, it's this Sunday, 9 o'clock at the Alexander. It's a really an opportunity to bring the community together to celebrate the creative culture within Vancouver.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you guys had a previous event. So is this one kind of it was born out of the success of that previous event? Or how?
Yeah. Just before Christmas, I decided to do a Prince tribute.
Nice.
So we called it a Purple Christmas. And we did it at Guilt & Co. And it was an amazing event. And we put the event together so we can raise money for Syrian refugee initiatives. And It really sparked something inside me, because I felt like that we have this incredible music community in this city, and as musicians, we put so much energy on ourselves. About, you know, we promote ourselves, we talk about what we're doing, and I thought it would just be nice for a change if we all got together and promoted something else and put some shine on another cause. And I thought that was an amazing thing to do, because I remember when my family first came to Canada, it was our community that settled us in, and here I am today because of that community in Toronto. So I just want to pay it forward, and I'm praying and I'm hoping that all the community in Vancouver does the same, and I'm going to do this every month to raise as much awareness as I can for these people.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about this. You're growing up in Toronto in this community. You're from India originally, but yeah. You could tell us a bit about...
Yeah, man. Yeah,
describe for us more in
okay.
detail.
Okay. I was born in India, but we came here because for health reasons for me. And we came into this community and we lived in this area where it was all like Filipino families in North York. And I remember our first Christmas here, you know, like being from India, we don't understand how North Americans do Christmas. And we walk in and there's this tree with lights. We're like, what's that? And then there was a box, opened the box, and there was like clothes for us, my very first wheelchair. I had polio when I was young, so I used to use a wheelchair all the time. So, and it was my first wheelchair and clothes. And
wow.
And that memory is like stained in my heart and in my head. So I figure, like, you know, anytime I get a chance to do that for other people, I want to be able to do it. And I've been blessed with this platform, you know, of a stage and people to check me out and hear me. So I figure, why not put that on them instead of putting that light on me?
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Well, it's great. It's actually really good timing, too, especially with, I think it was just a couple of days ago, Canada reached their goal of welcoming 25,000 Syrian refugees.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, when they're here, it's not done. The job isn't done because they're settling in and they're living in conditions that they're not used to. And as grateful as they are, they just need a lot of help. And they just need a community to welcome them and make them a part of what we have here.
Nice. Well, it's great to see you paying it forward to help these families immerse themselves in Kenyan life with minimal fear.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I think we're going to play a track right now.
Nice. Very smooth.
Thank you. A track that you produced. It's by Drake.
Yeah.
It's called Fear.
Yeah.
We're going to play that track, and now we're going to come back and chat more about this event and what you guys are up to. So this is Drake with Fear, produced by Chinun Jetty, who's sitting to my left right now, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
That's why I do this shit. I think they call this venting. Yeah. Look. This is me, still the same. They want the hits. I play the game, no auto-tune, but you can feel the pain. It all comes spilling out like I hit a vein. What up, lil' bruh? What up, Slumville? I hope you know that y'all the reason I have fun still. And fans thinking that we all signed for one meal. Equal opportunity rapping, that shit is unreal. That ain't how it works, that ain't how it goes. And I be getting high just to balance out the lows. And I could use a writer just to balance out my flows. But I never share my thoughts, this is all a nigga knows. And every time I try, it opens up my eyes. These verses are a chance to be remembered and reprised. And I will be performing this as long as I'm alive. So every word I utter will be mine.
Don't believe the lies. Look me in my eyes. Please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me. I remember you. This feeling isn't new. So please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me.
Don't take this the wrong way, bro. I never cried when Pac died, but I probably will when Hov does. And if my tears hold value, then I will drop one for every single thing he showed us. And I'll be standing in a puddle. I stay away from niggas that could land me in some trouble. And I'ma keep it honest, I'm so tired of being subtle. It's just me, 40, oh, and Neek standing in a huddle. Staring at the members of my team who get questioned about their profit from this million-dollar scheme. Just know that I'm in debt for you defending all our dreams. I hope you tell your families this shit ain't what it seems. But y'all the reason for a lot of my devotion. You know I spend money because spending time is hopeless. And know I pop bottles because I bottle my emotions. At least I put it all in the
Don't
open.
Don't believe yeah. the lies. Look me in my eyes. Please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me. I remember you. This feeling is a blue. So please don't be scared of me. Please don't be scared of me. Oh, 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 yeah.
Look. Fuck all y'all, we ignore feelings here. Premature millionaires, welcome to my realest year. Yeah, I swear that we making a killing here. I should be on top of the world just chilling here. But it's funny having fans who find you before anybody ever has the chance. And
build you up so you could be the biggest in the game. And realize when you're there, sometimes your shit don't feel the same. Yeah, and plus things are just surreal at home. People think I changed just cause my appeal has grown. And that security follow me everywhere, so I never actually am alone. I just always feel alone. I think I'm scared of what the future holds. I was wishing for some things and now I'm used to those. Every girl I meet thinks I'm fucking groupie hoes. The honesty in my music has left me too exposed. All my old friends think I got a new crowd. And people seem to notice every time I do smile. I guess that mean they come few and far between. Even though I'm living out what you would call the dream. Yeah, and my uncle ain't even messaging me. And him missing in my life is kinda messing with me. I hope this isn't one of those forever things. It's funny how money
don't
can change
believe
everything.
Don't be scared of me, please don't be scared of me. I remember you, this feeling isn't new. So please don't be scared of me, please don't be scared of me. Oh, 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 yeah.
We're back on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Drake, out of the T-Dot with Fear, produced by Chin and Jetty, who is joining us in studio today, right now. Chin and Jetty, along with Jamie Hughes, are here today to talk about the event Request Line, which is going to be happening this Sunday night, February 28th, at the Alexander, 91 Alexander in Gastown. We're going to talk more about that event shortly, but just quickly, Chin, while I have you here, we met briefly at TEDx. You gave a great TED Talk at Rogers Arena back in November. I was one of the people that was singing along with awesome. Get Your Fire Burning, along with a couple thousand others. But you were really going on about the message about how music connects us all and how it's a universal language.
Yeah.
So I feel like with this event, you're like actually living out that truth in another form.
Absolutely, man. I say it all the time, to the point where, and I hope people like understand what I'm trying to say. It's our universal language. Everybody can understand it, and in this city, it's like everybody does different genres of it, and not everybody gets together all the time to experience what each other do or collaborate to see how much better it could be if we, like, you know, if you get someone like Parker Bosley and a Chin and Jetty in a room together to see what comes out, you know, amazing music happens like that. And I'm hoping these kind of events spark those kind of things to happen, you know, because you should see, like, the last time we did it, everybody was cheering everybody on and they stayed till the last minute. And when I went backstage, it was like, yo, what are you doing? What are you wearing? What are you doing? You know, it was so exciting to see that. And it's cool to see that energy between artists. So
nice, nice.
Yeah.
And Jamie, you've done some producing of some television back in the UK, and now you're working with Chin on marketing this event. But aside from your, I guess, serendipitous meeting at TEDx, what else really is really driving you behind making this event happen?
For me, I see Vancouver as a young city. It's a city with so much potential. But it's a city that needs to come together to bring the creatives to create something special. It's not up there with the Londons, the Parises, the New York in terms of art and music and culture. But I feel as if we come together for events such as this, such as the Request Line, such as TEDx, bring the community together, bring the creative minds together, that we can put Vancouver on the map and have it competing with the likes of London and Paris and New York.
Nice, nice. I mean, I agree with you guys. A lot of people say Vancouver is a little bit disconnected, or we have all these various groups that don't, and the social circles don't necessarily cross over each other. So it's great that you guys are taking the initiative on this event. What can we expect? What is Sunday night going to look like for those that are listening? Like, what is happening? Is it a concert? Is it a showcase?
Imagine DJ Flip Out hosting a radio show called Request Line, and the way we based it is like on a radio show, and people online request songs, and our band. Like, can I shout out the band?
Please,
the band
yes.
is called The Lifetimes, and they're the most incredible and most generous band in the city right now for me. It's a group of people that I play with, and we went and learned like 23 songs
wow.
that people requested, and it's a lot of work to do that, but it's so much fun. Like, we're doing everything, like from Aha to Slick Rick. It's crazy, and it's so much fun. And
it's an 80s theme, yes?
It's a total 80s okay. theme, and in my mind, they're like some of Vancouver's finest artists, and it's so inspiring to watch the band come together to do it.
Nice, and we have an amazing lineup here.
Yeah.
Dave Vertesi, the Boom Booms, Don Pemberton, Colleen Menison, a few of the artists we've had on this show in the past, J.P. Maurice, you mentioned off the top, Parker Bosley, Omar Khan, Kyprios, just a great
Mocha
lineup.
Only, the Boom Booms. Yeah,
anyone else I'm missing? Feel free to throw their name in there.
Yeah,
J.P.
Maurice,
nice.
Claire Mortifi, and what's amazing is some of these artists. Like, it's that time of year where they're on tour. Somebody just came back from Nashville. Somebody just is coming back from L.A. for this. Some of them were like in Europe, and they're all coming back so they could be part of this. And that really shows you, man. Like, people want to get together and do great things, and I want to just keep pushing that.
Nice. And they're not going to be singing their own material. They're going to be singing the likes of Take On Me by Aha or other requests that people have had.
Yeah,
right?
Like, imagine like J.P. Maurice is going to do Aha, or Mocha Only is going to do a song by Wham. And it goes on and on, you know. Even Flip Out and Pila from Slow Jam Sundays, you know, they're doing a song too. And it's so cool to see everyone come together.
Awesome. Awesome. So once again, the event is called Request Line. It's this Sunday, February 28th, at the Alexander in Gastown.
Yes.
And before I let you guys go, any sort of final words about your passion behind this event? Or for those that may be on the fence that are thinking, I don't know if I want to spend Sunday night doing that.
Man. Come out. Come out. Experience it. Support it. It's for such an incredible cause. And I promise you, you will dance or you will laugh all night. It's a really good time.
All right. So be sure to check it out. We'll be sure to include a link on our Facebook page. But let's play another one of the artists who's going to be featured this Sunday night. We talked about him before. It's Mocha Only, along with MF Doom. This is the track called More Soup. And thank you so much, Jamie Hughes and Chin and Jetty, for joining us here today on Discord Radio. Cheers, guys. Okay, Mocha Only, Discord Radio on CITR.
No cream, no sugar, Mocha Only. Choke the microphone the way he low can choke a phony, won't he? Told him play a station like a broken Sony. Tenderoni phone, she lonely, come and stroke the pony. That good loving deserves an encore and a Tony. Rats in the hood bugging, they want more raw bologna. Chachi need to watch his bony skinny Joni. Villain fitting the fattener up with minestrone. Been grown, chromoly skin tone. While he rock the end zone, tap your toe or chin bone. The choice is yours alone. He came for the throne and to get the game. Song. Doom name known as the Don for sure, true. And he won't show his face or sponsor your group. He sneak up and throw you for a loop. She peeked up, speak up if you want some more soup. New suits again, who do's cruise again? Who's too smooth, who's flus want snooze with him? No surprise, no new news to him. Here's a light bulb, now how many of you screw this in? I do better when it's less team effort. With an old blue sweater, I'm a less clean dresser. Full circle, back to the drawing board. Mic by the mirror, I'm the best I ever saw record. Mocha Doom, get it sewn like an open wound. Two scientists up in the lab will make it go kaboom. They said, don't mix those two properties together. Probably end up with some empty eye sockets or whatever. I'm only here to hunt pleasure like some treasure. Never from a whack pack of bitches like the Heathers. After this, you better owe him for some loot. You freaks, what the fuck would make me want some more soup?
Each year, you and your community show your support for CITR by donating with FunDrive, our annual fundraiser. Get involved again this year with our theme, Growing Our Cultures. This year, we've got a goal of $40,000 to improve the training and development of volunteers and to support the myriad of cultures represented on our airwaves. You can help us reach our goal, and it's not without perks. By donating, you'll receive cool CITR swag like growlers, LPs, on-air shoutouts, and more. It all starts on February 25th with a kickoff party in the pit and an old-school telethon running all week on air. We're excited. Are you?
Rocket from Russia and CITR presents Resolve Records Launch Party March 12th at the Media Club. Local record label Resolve Records launched their new website on the internet. It is magical. You can order vinyl records on this website. To celebrate that, we invited five awesome local bands to play a show. Contra Code, Ubik Idiot, The Greatest Sons, The Bins, and The Expectants, who are kind of all the way from Australia. It is going to be a killer night. I think the great success is inevitable. March 12th at the Media Club, $10 to get in and enjoy great local punk rock music.
Yo, what's up? You're hearing my voice right now. This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh!
Everybody.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. Can You Feel Me Now by the Boom Booms. Two of the members of the Boom Booms, at least two of them, have been confirmed for this Sunday night's Request Line Jam happening at Alexander Gastown. Thanks again to Jamie Hughes and Chin and Jetty for joining us here in Discorded Radio. Sean and Aaron from the Boom Booms will be on that bill, along with an amazing lineup, including Parker Bosley, Omar Khan, Carolyn Collier, J.B. Maurice, Ryan Peters, Colleen Renison, Don Pemberton, and the guy you heard at the top of that set, Mocha Only. Okay, so moving along, what else is happening in town? A few of our favorite CITR bands are doing their thing this week, including a show at the Hindenburg, which was the venue where we had Shindig last year and many other CITR jams. Well, this Friday night, Future Death, My Mother the Carjackers, Strange Things, and Ringo Death Star will all be playing there along with Cult Babies. So we're going to hear from Cult Babies right about now. This is the track Off to See the Lizard, Cult Babies, on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Inherent Vices with You'll Never Break My Heart, a.k.a. Sadie's Song. They played the CITR stage at Catalano back in 2014, and they're playing this Thursday night at the Astoria along with Dream Cars, Death Prism, and The Deep End. That's Inherent Vices, and prior to that, we heard Cult Babies with On the Run from the album Off to See the Lizard, and they're playing at the Hindenburg this Friday, the 26th. Okay, it's about that time of the show where we focus on our features. Claire Bailey is back.
Hello.
You had a nice reading week?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. And you obviously did some reading of Discorder magazine during that week.
I did.
Well, it's the end of the month. We've done features, and you've done a great job for us. Thank you for all the great features you've presented for us over the last month. And the only artist that we haven't covered so far in this month's Discorder is which artist?
Milk.
All right, let's hear all about Milk.
So Milk released their first EP. It's called Late Bloomer. They just released it on January 15th of this year. And this release marked the transition from Watermelon, which was a band that contained several of the same members, to Milk, which is a sort of reconfigured and refreshed band. The frontman, Thomas James, explained that the shift felt natural and necessary because after working too long on an album which was never released, Watermelon seemed to just be at a bit of a dead end. So Milk was born, consisting of Thomas James, Akene Rose, Evan McDowell, and Alex Smith. As Milk, the band chose to move away from effects, instead showcasing each instrument in its own right. This fits with the nostalgic theme of their EP. As Discorder contributor Esme Colburn writes, Late Bloomer is a laid-back exploration into the past, about growing up or not so much. Here's Milk with Don't Laugh on Discorder Radio 101.9.
Counting down the days till Fun Drive 2016. This year, our theme is growing our cultures, and it all starts on February 25th with a rad kickoff party in the Pit Pub and a week-long on-air telethon. Help your community station by donating so we can support training for volunteers and promote the multitude of cultures on our own airwaves. The online donation page is live now, so head on over to citr.ca/donate and get cool CITR swag.
Syrup Trap comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's... Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio CITR 101.9. That was the track Beach Church Part 1 from Dumb, the Vancouver artist Dumb, who is in Vancouver. From Vancouver, and being a Vancouver artist, we know that, but is in Discord Magazine this month and is also number one this week on the CITR charts. So it was a good time to play some Dumb. And prior to that, we heard from the artist Milk. Thanks again, Claire Bailey, for giving us that great little download on the Milk article, which you can find on page 26 of your Discorder magazine. The February issue still relevant for another 6 days or so, this being our last show of February. Also, before the month ends, keep in mind it is Fun Drive time, starting officially on Thursday. We're having a Fun Drive kickoff party at the Pit. And this year, the kickoff party includes such acts. One of the acts we played earlier in the show, that was Melt. They also actually played Live at Lunch back in the fall. Peach Pit is another band, a UBC band that will be playing along with the Strumpets. It all happens this Thursday night at the Pit. The doors at 6. The music starts at 7. $5 to get in, $3 if you're a CITR member. And 19 plus. Of course, there'll be lots of great bands, prizes, and a lot of energy because it's going to officially kick off the 2016 Fun Drive season. And then, over, I guess, 10, 12 days later, on Friday, March the 4th, it will be the Fun Drive finale party, which is going to be featuring lots of different artists, including Orrick Hogan and this artist here, Morning Coo. We're going to play a track from her right now. This is the track Baby Blue, Morning Coo. This is kind of part of the Fun Drive announcement here on CITR. It's officially happening, starting in 2 days. Come to the Thursday night party and then come again on March 4th. Here is Baby Blue by Morning Coo on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Morning Coo with the track Baby Blue, Morning Coo, also known as Chandra Ponyboy Melting Tallow. She was on the cover of Discord magazine back in July, August, and she will be playing the CITR Fun Drive finale and Pop Alliance Volume 4 release party. It's going to be happening at the Hindenburg Friday, March the 4th. along with some other great artists, some other great CITR artists, including Aura Kogan, Stefana Fratilla, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, Late Spring, the Shindig winners, and Cult Babies, who actually we heard earlier in the show. So be sure you're at that event. It's going to be awesome. $10, actually $10 online, $12 out the door, starting next Friday night, March the 4th. And of course, we're talking about Fun Drive and the Fun Drive finale because this Thursday it officially kicks off. The party is happening here at the Pit Pub, literally a stone's throw from our CITR studios. The Strumpets, Peach Pit, and Melt playing that show. And I'm joined in studio, of course, with Claire Bailey and Matt Muse. This is an exciting time for CITR.
It's the one and only Fun Drive season.
Yes.
As we do every late February, early March.
Yes.
Because this is how we are able to bring you all this great local music, local artists, all that good stuff that we provide here at CITR. We need you to do it.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. Good call. Actually, we've got to, and Matt, while I got you here, we've got to sign up for a phone shift as well. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a reminder of that. Lots over the next 10 days, we're going to have, I mean, there's literally hundreds of volunteers that help help make CITR run as smoothly as they can, bring you lots of great local content. And they're going to be asking their friends, family, supporters to help support our little station. This year, our goal is $40,000. It may seem like a lofty goal, but we have a great team of people behind us. And if you are a big fan of either this show or CITR in general, please, we would love for your support. And next week is going to be officially the Discorder Radio Fun Drive show. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Okay, we're just about out of time. So yeah, it's been a jam-packed show. I want to thank, of course, Jamie Hughes and Jen and Jetty for coming in and talking about their event this Sunday, Request Line at the Alexander, a bit of a request mishmash of lots of local artists doing 80s songs, while Chin and his band will be the, I guess, they'll be on stage.
They'll be the house band.
The house band. Thank you, Matt.
That's the term you're looking
that
for.
That was what I was looking for, yep. And then, again, lots of amazing local artists, Colleen Renison, Mocha Only, Parker Bosley, Boom Booms, many, many more will be on stage for that this Sunday night. And of course, this Thursday night, Fun Drive kickoff party. Please be there for that. And it looks like we're about out of time. So we're going to end it off today with a guy that is playing the Commodore this Saturday night. We had a bit of hip hop early in the show. We're going to kind of keep that hip hop theme going. This guy's name is Classified. This is his track with David Miles called Inner Ninja. To end off the show, Mike's up next with Flex Your Head. Thanks so much, Matt and Claire. And thanks to February for being a great month. We'll see you in March for a Fun Drive show. And hopefully you and your Inner Ninjas can help support our great little station, CITR. This is Classified from Halifax on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
You're a ninja? Get out of here. You're a ninja.
Yes, I am a ninja.
I broke the chains before they choked me out. Now I pay close attention, yeah. Really learn the code. I learned to read the map before bounce I hit the road.
Hey yo, I know you never heard this before, yeah. But I'd rather lose a fight than miss the war. And I ain't wishing competition or fishing for it. I'm just living in a system, conditions are poor. I've been lost in the rhythm and misinformed. Too many late nights hitting the liquor store. Too many bad decisions, half-ass attempts. No sweat, no fear, no blood, no tears. I go hard, and I ain't making up no excuse. I'm overdue, I don't do what I'm supposed to do. Cause if you think about it, man, we're supposed to lose. It ain't all picture perfect ocean views. Nope, I was a first-class rookie, taking out bullies in my all-black hoodie. Man, a mystery, you know the history. Get it or forget it, cause poof, I'm outta here.
I read the rules before I broke them. I broke them. Uh-huh. I broke the chains before they choked me out. And I paid close attention. Come on. My name.
I've been high and I've been real low. I've been beaten and broken, but I healed though. So many ups and downs, roughed up and clown. We all got problems, but we deal though. I'm trying to do better now, find my inner peace, learn my art form and find my energy. When my back's on the wall, I don't freeze up. Now I find my inner strength and I re-up. Here we go. I know I never been the smartest or wisest, but I realize what it takes. Never dwell in the dark, cause the sun always rises, but gotta make it to the next day. It's a feeling that you get in your lungs when you run, but you're running out of air and your breath won't come, and you wheezing. Gotta keep it moving, find that extra and push your way through it.
I've had bad habits, but I drop them. I've had opponents, but I knock them out. I've climbed the highest mountains, I've swum the coldest seas. Woo! There ain't a thing I face that's been too much for me.
Yeah,
the
thing we say.
Nobody's gonna see me coming. Yeah. Nobody's gonna hear a sound. No matter how hard they try it, nobody's gonna bring me down.
Say what?
Nobody's gonna see me coming.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna hear a sound. No matter how hard they try it, they'll suffer me since I found.
My inner ninja. My inner ninja. I've had opponents, but I knocked them out. I've climbed the highest mountains, I've swum the coldest seas. There ain't a thing I face that's been too much for me.
Man, that was dope!
You think?
What are you, like a third degree black belt?
Actually, I'm not even in karate, but I found
my inner ninja.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.